Hello, this is George Waring, and I am broadcasting from the underground in Uptown Butte. I submitted this column to the Butte Weekly on January the 21st. It's simply entitled, The Other NRA. And again, this column comes from those patriotic millionaires and their founder, Erica Payne. The New York Times just revealed how the National Restaurant Association, the NRA, is making restaurant workers pay for lobbying efforts to keep their own pay low. In 2007, the National Restaurant Association, the NRA, bought ServSafe, a restaurant training business. Since then, the NRA and its state affiliates have spent millions of dollars lobbying state governments to make the training mandatory for all restaurant employees, not just managers. Since the year 2010, more than 3.6 million restaurant workers have paid for the training, providing the NRA with $25 million to spend on lobbying lawmakers at the state and federal levels in order to defeat legislation that would raise the minimum wage for tipped restaurant workers. They are making restaurant workers pay for restaurant owners' effort to keep worker pay low. So this NRA, the National Restaurant Association, is one of the most influential lobbying groups in the United States. They've spent millions of dollars lobbying Congress in order to defeat minimum wage increases for millions of workers. Erica writes, every person deserves to be paid a fair and livable wage for their work. But with the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers stuck at $2.13 an hour since 1991. Millions of workers are being left behind. Due to the lobbying efforts of the NRA, this gap in our minimum wage laws leaves restaurant workers and other tipped workers to struggle through economic insecurity at a much higher rate than workers in other industries. So now the National Restaurant Association adds insult to injury by making workers pay for the lobbying that is suppressing their wages. The NRA is fine with charging workers $15 for mandatory training, but paying them $15 for an hour of their work is where they draw the line. Since 1989, the National Restaurant Association has spent $79 million in contributions to political candidates and $262 million on lobbying efforts since 2001. Since 2018, the NRA have doubled the number of lobbyists on their payroll, including so-called revolving door lobbyists, and that is former elected officials who now come back to lobby Congress. They make up 75% of the NRA's lobbying team. The relationship between the National Restaurant Association and Congress hurts millions of restaurant workers. With the New York Times report, every congressperson should know the NRA lobbyists do not represent workers. They exploit workers. The NRA is classified as a business legal by the Internal Revenue Service. That means while the NRA is raking in tens of millions of dollars from low-wage workers and using that money to lobby against policies to increase the minimum wage, that group, because it is classified as a business league, has been doing all of this with a tax exemption since 1943. I was 3 years old then. Erica requests we send a message to our members of Congress demanding they stop accepting money from the National Restaurant Association. And I want to thank Erica for revealing our plutocracy at work. I want to thank you for listening. And again, I want to thank you for honking this fall. Every honk was a honk of love to me. Thank you.